Hi, I'm Amber Gill.
I'm Anna Vakili.
Hi, I'm Yuwanda Viala.
You probably remember us from the reality TV series Love Island.
But now we're in the business of dishing out reality checks.
So send us your problems
and we'll give you a reality check.
I love that. I love that.
So this episode is about S-E-X, sex.
In case you didn't know how to spell it.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh my god.
Right, let's have a look at the questions.
By the way, shout out to all the gross guys that slid into my DMs asking me sexual questions about me.
Not gonna happen.
It was about you guys and any advice you needed, but I was getting some seriously horrible questions in my DMs. Glad that's over now. We have some good questions here. Right, let's have a look.
Should I have sex because I get insulted for being a virgin?
God.
Never. Oh, should I ask another question? Should I ever have sex to make others happy? Never.
Wow. I'm so upset that she feels like that.
Yeah, that's mad.
Wait. There's another question here about virginity, so let's get them all in.
Yeah.
How do you get ready mentally and physically?
I just feel like she should never, ever have sex, lose her virginity because she gets insulted.
Never.
This comes under
then
bullying.
She's pressurised to do it. Like, it's not because she wants to do it and she's ready. It's because she feels like she needs it and that's, like, the worst situation to be in.
No, should never, ever do that. In a million years.
Never. She needs to do it when she feels ready. And I feel like when you're ready, you'll just know.
Yeah.
If you're ready, you don't need to question it. As soon as you're thinking, like, am I ready, am I not? Like, I think, like, you're probably not there yet.
Yeah.
When you're ready, you'll just feel right. You won't feel pressurised into it. It just should never be done because you feel like you need to make someone else happy.
Yeah.
You need to be happy. It's your body. So, absolutely not.
It's wild to me. You just rise above the pressure. Rise above the person that's making you feel like they would be happy if they do that. That's rotten.
Who's insulting you because you're a virgin?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's a wicked thing.
I know.
You can be a virgin. It's so up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah, whatever your preference is, whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, who gives a damn about anybody else?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be feeling pressured by anybody to do anything.
And if your guy's pressurising you, then he's not the right guy.
Exactly. Bin him off.
Because what kind of guy would pressurise you into sex? He needs to wait until you're ready.
Yeah, full
but then
stop.
She said, how do you prepare mentally and physically?
Physically?
I don't know if you can.
Physically, you don't need to prepare. I mean, it depends. Like, maybe later down on the line, if you want to go on top for longer, then you need to hit the gym more. But, like, other than that.
I don't even think she means that. I mean, she means, like, lube,
I don't know.
Condoms,
she says
maybe.
She said mentally. That's
said
not
physically. No, physically and mentally.
Oh, but physically. Oh, okay. Condoms. Yeah. Right. Okay, I thought she meant, like, physical exercise.
Maybe she did. I don't know.
You know, have the stamina.
Imagine getting that prepared for it and I'm like, oh.
Going to the gym for 8 weeks straight.
Oh. I mean, that doesn't really matter at the beginning. I feel like that's more later on down the line when you're having sex loads and, you know, and you're like, shit, I'm not doing any work here. I'm just laying up. I need to hit the gym.
I feel like she's talking about herself. I feel like she's actually speaking about herself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought physically. But I mean, yeah, definitely condoms. If you don't know what's out there,
wear the condom. Protect yourself, yeah.
100%. And like, if not a condom and you trust a person, he's had a test and he's your partner, then you definitely, if you're not looking to have a baby, get some sort of
I feel like
action.
When, I feel like maybe at the start.
I need to straighten my face all the way through the conversation. Like, yeah. Like that.
I have a coil, so I don't need to worry about taking a pill. How did we get onto this, by the way?
You just like to go off on it.
I just go off topic.
So mentally.
So I'm on a coil.
In case you wanted to know.
I just feel like this is something though that I really stress because I feel like when I was younger, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, I didn't know. And yeah. I ended up in some situations which I regret. So I definitely do think that it's important. Now everyone's going to think I'm diseased, but that's not the case. But it doesn't matter even if you are.
What?
Get help. I'm just going to shut up.
I knew this was going to take a turn. I knew
I'm a bit disease-ish.
So how to prepare mentally, I'd say when you're ready.
I feel like you know.
Yeah, like there's, you know. Like there's no mental preparation, is there? Just wait until
just
you
wait.
Feel like
you're comfortable within yourself.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to regret it. Do you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
It's until you feel like you're comfortable within yourself and you're happy and you're doing it out of your own free will.
Yeah.
Then I think maybe then mentally you're ready.
You're ready.
And yeah. It doesn't matter how long it takes.
Yeah.
As in, don't feel like you
pressurized.
Need to just because everyone else is having sex and you still haven't had sex. So what? Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Mm. Not sure.
I remember when I was in school, all the girls were having sex and I was a virgin and I remember. So it doesn't really, I don't really care.
You know.
If anything. I'm joking. Right, moving on, guys. Moving on.
This question from Robin Melody. How long is too long to be having sex with one fuck buddy?
It's too long when it gets fucking boring.
No, it's too long when you start catching feelings.
Yeah.
When you start catching feelings, then it's too long.
I'm over. And when it's not fun anymore, because the fuck buddy is meant to be like, all fun, no strings attached. And when it's not fun anymore and it's boring, then it's find a new fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I get too emotionally attached. I don't think I can ever do it.
No, I couldn't.
I've never had a fuck buddy before because I can't do it. I can't. I know that I can't.
I know. No, it's with not for me.
I'll be like planning the wedding.
Yeah, I know.
I've never had a fuck buddy either because I just feel like I hate the feeling that they're just using me for sex.
And no, but it's a two-way. Yeah. No, but it's a like, two-way.
They don't want to really. It
yeah,
matter.
No, that's me. I'm a nutter.
Like, I don't
really.
Like, I don't care. Like, you can be my fuck buddy, but I'm your fuck buddy.
Yeah, like, how dare you? I'm doing the same thing as you, but how dare you?
I'm like, you don't want a relationship with me. You just want to use me for sex. I have too much of an ego. But you know what? I rate those girls that can have a fuck buddy because I wish I could do that as well. Because you know what?
I feel like it's a two-way thing. Like if you don't want to be in a relationship and you just don't have that commitment and you just want to have casual sex.
We're crazy.
Don't forget, remember our psycho?
Yeah,
we're on the
team.
It's a two-way street, but still, you can't fucking do that to me. How dare you?
You just want to smash it. You just want to smash and dash.
I mean, I do, but you can't. That's what we mean.
I literally said this in my Love Island interview.
Did you?
Yeah, and they were looking at me like, what the fuck?
And I was like, that's why they put you
in the team.
Like, what?
They literally were like, what? So you can use them, but they can't use you for sex? No, absolutely not. No, you need to love me and want to be with me, and I'm just like having fun out here.
So none of us have a.
No, what? I can't do it. I don't have the chest. I do not have the chest for shit like that.
I rate girls that can do it because I feel like you're so confident with your sexuality. You're just having fun. Imagine you don't mind if a guy's you're just having sex for fun and then you go your separate ways.
But how long is too long? A year. That's a relationship. Fuck that, that's a relationship. Are you mad? Yeah, you're going to marry me tomorrow, in a year.
I don't think that makes a relationship. I don't think sex makes a relationship. I feel like a relationship is so much deeper than sex.
No, I know, but that's the
code. But after a year, you're not just going to be just having sex. Some people end up in relationships with their fuck buddies.
That's fine as well.
Some girls say they can do it without catching feelings. Personally, I wouldn't know because I already know I catch feelings.
What? That's not possible. You just because you have sex with someone doesn't mean you're going to catch feelings.
No, I know.
Let's say you're going to have sex with that guy down the street. Are you going to catch feelings with him?
I thought you were pointing to someone.
No, I feel like personally,
if I have sex with someone, I feel like I want to know them. I want to know you on a personal level. I really want to
get to
know you.
But you're not going
to. I feel like if I get to know you and then I want to have sex with you, then I probably will catch feelings along the line. That's why I personally wouldn't do it.
But we're talking about, let's go down the street. We pick a fit guy off the street. And I'm like, you wonder, there's this guy. He's called Mark. He's fit. Just your type. And he just wants to have sex. No strings attached. Don't chat to him. Go to that room. Enjoy yourself, babe, and come back out.
So I just quiet sex and just
quiet
walk
sex.
Out.
Quiet sex. Do you like talk about what you like doing?
What are you making that movement for?
That's what I want to know. It's just like quiet sex. She wants that conversation
like that. Like what? I was that necessary? It really wasn't.
Basically, it's not fun anymore. It's stressful.
Are you catching feelings?
You catch feelings. It's not positive. You're just getting upset. It's just not a fuck buddy no more.
So this person's anonymous and said, I don't want to have sex without a condom, but it hurts when the guy I'm with uses one. Any advice? Why are you laughing? What the hell are you laughing?
How did you pronounce that? Sorry.
Condom.
I know.
I tried to hold it in, but
just no, I was thinking that, but I thought maybe it's her accent. I don't know.
I'm terrible. I can't keep it.
You condom. Say it.
Condom.
You say it.
Condom.
I don't know. No, because you're just going to make fun of me.
You're going to have to read the question out again.
I can't say it now.
Say it.
The question. We need the question, girl.
We need the question. Nobody's laughing.
Just taking the piss out. I don't want to have... Why stop pressuring me?
I'm going to
fucking goddamn thing. I don't want to have sex without a condom, but it hurts when the guy I'm with... Why is it so funny?
Wait,
I feel like I'm saying it.
You know when you start laughing at nothing? That's where I'm getting too, so I need to... Hold on. please ignore me.
So, I actually think that she's allergic to latex, and a lot of people don't know that they can be allergic to latex. They just think it's them and their body. But I think the best thing to do is get non-latex condoms, which are actually out there. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the problem. And I feel like she should try non-latex condoms. Because my friend is actually allergic to latex.
Yeah.
Who? And she didn't know, one of my friends back home, she didn't know until we were in lab and she was using latex gloves. She started getting a rash. And she was like, hold on, this is happening somewhere else as well. Mm-hmm. And she started using non-latex gloves in the lab. And then all of a sudden she was like, hold on, let me try this. And
So girl,
there's a scientist.
You're allergic to latex.
Yeah, you're allergic to latex. Did you know that was a thing?
I didn't know.
That you could be allergic to latex.
I mean, you could be allergic to anything. So.
Yeah, but not many people are allergic to latex.
Are they not?
Not really. I mean, sure, there is people, but it's not really a high amount of people that are allergic to latex. So many people don't know. So another anonymous one. Is there a double standard with body count between men and women? Do you know what happened to me like two days ago,
Oh my God.
No, do you know what happened to me two days ago? I was sitting in the car talking to this guy and he said, he actually looked at me out of nowhere having a conversation, didn't have to do anything, and said, what's your body count? And I looked at him and I said, what's your body count? And he said, why do you want to know? I'm never telling anyone my body count. So I was like, what the fuck are you asking me for then?
I can't
quote with it.
It's just the most frustrating thing ever that a guy can have sex with like 100 girls and he's the man, and like, you know, Little Kim, let's quote her. A guy can have sex with over 100 girls and he's the man, and a girl does it, she's a fucking slag. I hate slut shaming so much with a passion. I hate it. And
but the thing is though, you can just lie. So
you can just lie, but I feel like it's like, why is it a big deal?
No, but why is it a big thing? Because I can tell you. Four and it's not four. So
yeah, exactly.
If I tell you four, you're gonna know what I tell you, because there's no other way to find out.
Yeah.
Why is this such a big deal? Like surrounded by it.
It's just annoying that when a man does it, it's okay. He's like, you know, he's a player.
It's
he's
so
cool.
annoying.
Mm-hmm. He can get girls, but when a girl does it, she's a hoe. She's easy. The guys don't like it. I just hate that, and I think it's the worst in the Middle Eastern community. Oh my God, it's so hard. Like, you literally have to be a virgin, or most guys will be like, oh no. You know, I'm not going to marry her because she's not a virgin, yet they've had sex with, like, however many girls. Like,
and most girls.
How
most
is
guys.
That right? How is that fair? You're a man, I'm a woman, but we're the same. We're both human. We both, like, want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
It's a natural feeling. It's a natural thing. That's not fair.
No, I hate it, honestly. I just won't tell anyone.
If you've had sex with loads of girls, then don't expect anything less from the woman you're with.
Exactly.
I just don't understand why it's a big deal.
It's such a big
whether you have sex with one person, I get, 10, 20,
but the thing
30.
Is, for me, I get body count is, though, because, for example, me, I wouldn't really want to be with a guy that's had sex with, like, a certain amount of women. I wouldn't. I don't want a guy that every street I walk down, he's had sex with a woman there.
How many? Though?
I don't have an actual number, I can tell you, but I don't want a guy that's had sex with loads. But at the same time, I haven't. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's fair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that woman that's had sex with loads of guys, and then at the same time, I don't want a guy that's done that. It's fair. So I have the right to not want a guy that's done that because I haven't done that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like it when it's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever lie about it?
I think when I'm not going to lie, I feel when I was younger I was, because, you know, I was so in that Middle Eastern community and I had felt like I had to. But I feel as I've gotten older, now I don't lie anymore. I just don't answer the question.
So what do you say?
So I'm
instead
like,
of lying, I avoid the truth.
I don't avoid the truth. I say it's none of your business.
Yeah.
It's none of your business. It shouldn't matter.
Because
I've got to a point where if it matters to someone and they don't want to be with me because of it, then
they don't. Bye. Yeah. I just can't believe it's still a question. It's still something that, like, people actually ask you.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was so shocked. I was like, oh. we it's having this so conversation. Boring.
Like, we're not over this yet. Like,
yeah,
we're not done.
It's 2020, guys. This one is from Len. When having sex with a girl for the first time, should I take control or no?
So is it
what kind of control are you talking about? Like, if you're having sex with a girl for the first time, if you want to take control, take control. If you don't want to, don't.
Do I guess what it you just depends on the moment, really, because you know what? Yeah, you know what you're doing and who's doing what. When going
Okay, it's okay. If this girl is a virgin and you've had loads of sex and you know what you're doing, then take control, help her. If you don't want to, then don't. Just don't ever do anything during sex that you don't want to do.
No, do you know what it is? I feel like because he's a guy and he feels like, obviously it's his first time, he feels like guys have to like be dominant in the bedroom. So he's kind of intimidated and saying, okay, what am I going
to There's some
do?
Guys that like to be put in a nappy and told they're a baby.
Oh my God, did you see that video on Twitter? No. That's a real thing. Did you not see that video on Twitter?
What video?
He wants to be put in a nappy and he wants to be a kid. That's just like...
Oh, yeah.
There are all sorts. There's guys that want to be dominant. There's guys that don't want. They want someone... They want to be your slave in the bedroom. Like, there are all sorts of guys. Just do whatever makes you happy in the bedroom.
But also what makes her happy as well.
But what makes her happy, yes, but not if it's making you unhappy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, you know, some guys, they really don't like to be in control. They like to be... What's that? Submissive. And... If they don't like being dominant, maybe here and there, like if you want to compromise in your relationship.
Yeah.
But not it's going to be a difficult relationship if you like being submissive all the time and she likes a guy that's dominant.
Yeah.
Sex is important, you know. Very important. Anyway.
Right. This one's anonymous. How do you tell your guy he's too vanilla in the bedroom and needs to be more adventurous?
You just have to say it straight.
Because how vanilla.
Yeah. Needs to be
being too vanilla. Okay, guys, make up.
No, but on a real, how do you say that in a nice way? Oh. You're like, shit.
Do you want to try?
You know what? This is hard.
Do you want to try something?
This is hard.
Do you want to like? Yeah.
And imagine he just says no.
Oh shit. Well.
What do you mean no?
Like imagine you ask.
What do you mean?
Do you want to try something? He says no, not really.
Okay, well I ain't gonna open my legs.
Ooh.
If you want to say no, I want to say no. Okay, basically, I feel like this is a really hard one because there's been so many times I've been in the bedroom and I feel like I want to say things and it's hard to say it because I don't want to hurt their feelings.
But I feel like you don't say it in the bedroom, like in the mob. I feel like, you know, when you're just like chatting and you're just like, oh yeah, come over tonight. Maybe we could try this and maybe we could do this. Like,
would you say that to somebody? Hold on. Would you say that to somebody?
But I feel like there's a way
you
to
would say, that to somebody. You know, you...
No, maybe in a nice way.
I feel like sometimes that's worse.
Like in a flirting way. No, but like in a flirting way to kind of
But babe,
like...
you know what? Sometimes I feel like that's worse, yeah, because it's like been on your mind and you've been waiting this whole time to
but
like,
I feel like
you're cracking jokes at dinner time and you say it. Do you know what I mean? Because I've something like that happened to me once and someone said something and I'd be like, so you've been had this on your mind this whole time and you're saying that now. Like, you know? I feel like sometimes when you're
just ready to go at
you know, when you just had sex and you're just had sex. I feel like that's the right time to say, but babe, you know, next time, let's do this. Next time, do that, you know?
I don't know.
Or before you're having sex, like, why don't we try this? Or why don't we try that?
I feel like it's better beforehand.
Before or after, but I don't think at dinner time when you're cracking jokes about ice cream.
Why not during though?
It's awkward, isn't it? Just sitting there having conversation.
I don't think during because it might make him nervous. and then he's like, oh shit, I'm not performing. She wants me to do this and that. And
yeah.
He'll just kind of, you know, before you'd be like, babe, why don't we try this time?
Or, yeah, I feel like before.
Yeah. Before I think is good.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not after because he's going to feel really dislike you.
But that's what I was saying and you were like, no.
Yeah, maybe not after. You're like, babe, like, I really liked it when you did this. It felt good. You made me come like way quicker. Like, anything,
but is
like,
that a lie?
Your face, you're just like, positive reinforcement.
But was the second half a lie, or are you just saying that to make him feel better?
Positive reinforcement's not a lie.
No, but she said, do that feels really nice, you made me come. Was that the second part, was that a lie?
Oh, about the coming?
Yeah.
No, I'd never lie about that.
Okay.
That's a whole different topic.
That's a whole, man,
don't
sure
even
be a,
start
there must be some questions in here about fake orgasms. Should girls ever fake an orgasm? I don't think they ever should do that. That's from Josephine.Melling. Yeah, you should never fake an orgasm. I mean, I feel like women do it when they start off having sex. I mean, when you first lose your virginity and you don't really understand.
I've never faked an orgasm before.
I'll be honest, I don't remember if I have or not.
Either.
I don't remember. But I feel like I may have because I didn't really understand how it worked at the beginning. But
I'll just be like, stop whilst you're ahead. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, but stop trying.
It's not really the right thing to do.
No, it's not.
But so I would many never women, know. I think when they start off as well, they don't really know about orgasms, female orgasms, and men don't know about female orgasms. I mean, it took me ages to understand the female orgasm, personally. So yeah, guys, it's the clit. Yeah, it's not the left or the right
or the left or the thigh. Right.
It's the clit. Clit is right above there. There's.
She actually can't.
All these things, like guys watching porn and they think that we're gonna make you squirt, all this stuff, and then they think all this, but they don't understand that it's the clit. And it's, you have to learn what makes your woman's body, so many different women work differently, and what turns them on. And I think foreplay is very much important for females. Foreplay is important. And also, it's okay to let her, because...
it's okay to just, you know...
A lot of men don't like it and they take offence to it if you play with yourself during sex, but I think it feels great. And that's the most important thing, right? To get that orgasm.
She's like, amen.
Thank you for giving my TED talk.
Because I can't have an orgasm through straight sex. There's very few women, I think, that can get orgasms through straight sex. Yeah. Most women get it through clitoral stimulation.
Yeah.
I've never had an orgasm
Look
before.
At you. You're so proud of yourself. You've what? Mm-hmm. You've what?
Never.
You've never what?
Had an orgasm before? I don't think I have. I know. Do you know how old I am?
No, I'm out.
I'm 20.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You're lying?
I think I'm... No, I'm being serious.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm being deadly serious. Oh, I'm actually being serious.
I can't. What? I don't know what
being serious.
This is what I mean. It took me ages to understand it as well, and it's fine.
She's like, but we need to deal with this
very quickly as soon as this podcast is over.
I'm not a part of this.
I understand how it works because you didn't understand that it's a clitoris, babe. Have you ever given yourself an orgasm?
No.
Why? It's such a natural thing. Have you given yourself an orgasm?
No. Oh my god. I'm literally sitting there like, no.
I'm dead, you know, like.
Me too.
I'm a prude, but I knew fast, like, fast. Okay.
I remember I figured out what the female orgasm was during revision times.
The fuck does that mean?
Not even, because I didn't understand the female orgasm when I first lost my virginity, or when I first started having sex. I figured it out myself by giving myself an orgasm. I was like, this is a female orgasm. This is what it is. And I was like, I've not had that sit during sex. And then I understood it. And then I was like, okay, so then I know how to put it into sex now. And it's a clip. It's not from just having strings. Do you know what?
I'm so immature.
I'm just like.
I was listening. I was probably taking this shit.
I'm not a fool, like, but I am.
We need to help people like you one day that have not experienced a fucking orgasm.
What's it? What?
This is, I hope everyone listens to this podcast so they can
know. Do you know what? This is, do you know what's so funny about this? I'm probably going to see this in the sun.
I swear. Yeah, well, do you know what? There's going to be so many guys out there that are going to want to give you that orgasm, so it's great.
You're going to see it in the sun?
That aren't going to do it.
Guess what? Love Island celebrity hasn't had an orgasm.
Guess which one?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Look, we need to rectify that. I'm so glad that you one day said that, because you know how many girls are going to relate to you and be like, oh my God, I'm not on my own. This girl's on Love Island and she hasn't had it. And it's good that, I'm sad for you, but I'm glad that there's girls out there that can relate now. And they and I just hope that it brings attention to this podcast and people can watch it and then learn that, like, what it takes. We'll deal with that.
Oh,
you see, girls, there's so many people like that.
How did we not know that, though?
Why have you never told us?
Because do you think it's just something you just say while fucking having dinner?
But have you never tried to give yourself an orgasm?
Not like I've actively sat down and I said, today's the fucking day it's gonna happen. Do you know what I mean?
Like, when you masturbate. Oh my God. This was about whether girls should fake orgasms or not. Somehow.
How is a girl
masturbating?
Well, this is the problem. They shouldn't fake it because they need to know how to
fake
it.
Yes. Yeah, that's the
don't
truth.
Fake it. Make
but
it.
But I don't fake it.
You.
I said I didn't. I literally said at the start that
why are you not making it for yourself? Masturbate.
Masturbate.
Mash up the clip. Stop it. Guys, such a serious thing. I don't even know why we're laughing.
It's not funny.
It's not.
It's very sad, isn't it? I know.
I'm sorry.
You're going to go home and cry.
I'm going to go home and cry.
You know why? You know what? It's a great day today because today, one day is going to have an orgasm.
I'm just going to keep texting me every single day.
She's going to have an orgasm and she's going to make it for herself. You don't even need a guy to have an orgasm. You can do it yourself, girls.
This is
all it takes is a fucking finger. And if you want, you can go on Pornhub.
Let's chase wild. I don't know why I'm such a prude, actually, because I'm not really. Like, I'm not. But I am. I don't know what it is.
You are.
No, but I'm not.
Do you know what? You get this rush. It's great.
Thanks.
You get addicted.
You get a rush from your toes up to your head, and it's like, and it's great. Anyway.
Thanks for that.
And then you feel like you can go sleep.
Maybe that's why I'm so negative.
Yes! That is it!
That explains everything.
Oh my God! It all makes sense.
It even explains why you sat on Danny the way you did.
What?
Can you imagine?
It all makes sense now. I get it. And I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. But we're going to try to help you. Jesus.
No wonder she's so negative, Nancy. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode about sex. I hope that we have helped some people out there.
Make sure you tweet us to let us know your thoughts on this episode. I feel like we're going to have loads of
Hashtag you want this orgasm.
Hashtag you want this orgasm.
Make sure you hashtag reality check.
Please use it. I'll be watching.
You can find me, Yuande_Biala on Instagram. My cheeks are.
And you can find me at @AnnaVikili_ on Instagram.
And you can find me at @AbraRoseGill on Instagram.
Join us next week for another episode of
Reality Check.
This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
The gov.uk website has expert advice about how to find sexual health education.
For more information and advice on all things related to sexual health and well-being, use the Ask Brooke 24/7 tool on the www.brooke.org.uk website.
For professional advice about STIs and to find your local sexual health clinic, access the NHS website at www.nhs.uk/live-well/sexual-health/.